This is In Focus, the weekly public affairs program from KTBB and the Team Sports Radio, featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place.
Well, good morning. Good to have you with us here on In Focus. I'm Roger Gray. Welcome to the program. And we're going to talk about an organization you no doubt have heard of, but you may not know all that they do, and that is the United Way of Smith County. With us to talk about it, Devin Smith, who is Development Director with United. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me, Roger. We're excited to be here again and appreciate all that KTBB does for the United Way to help spread the word about what we're doing.
What a wonderful plug. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And more importantly, management appreciates that. there is a day of giving coming up in December, and I want to talk about that. Let's talk about, first of all, though, what United Way is all about. I'm old enough, man of a certain age, who remembers when it was the United Fund, mm-hmm. you know, many moons ago. And every year, companies, businesses, just about every station I ever worked for, mainly back in Houston, were part of the big push to raise money for the United Fund. Explain what United Way is all about. It's almost like, would I be awful in describing this, kind of a clearinghouse for various charities around the area?
Absolutely. So that is really the model that the United Way started with. And it was originally called the Tyler Community Chest, I believe. And then it turned to the United Way or the United Fund in around the 70s. But the concept has always stayed the same. So what we find is that a lot of donors in our area really want someone to do the vetting for them. Mm-hmm. They want to be able to say, okay, I can give my money one place and it can go to serve a lot of different people, a lot of different needs. And I know that that money is going to somewhere good and that is vetted and that has to go through some type of, you know, grant process, things like that. So mm-hmm. basically, the United Way now exists to inspire generosity in our community and invite people to give. Even if you can't give a lot, giving a little bit goes a long way, mm-hmm. Especially when you join with a group of 100 employees or whoever you're associated with. Mm-hmm. When people come together to give, it really makes a tremendous impact for people in need in our community. And what we find is that a lot of people like that we're doing the hard work of vetting those nonprofits so that they don't have to.
Anything that saves labor is going to be useful.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we live in a community that is incredibly generous, but it is also a community where there are so many needs and so many nonprofits that exist to meet those needs. Mm-hmm. Smith County has about 2,100 nonprofits.
Really?
What I heard the statistics.
I knew there were a lot. Surprises
that is
me.
A lot. And that's a hard thing because there are so many causes that are meaningful and that are doing good work. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's really overwhelming as a donor to say, how do I help when there's so many needs and so many different things I could get involved in? What's the best way? Mm-hmm. And especially for people who haven't given before or are just, you know, kind of starting that that process, they want to know that their money's going somewhere good. And that's what the United Way does. We fund 27 different nonprofits, all of which are meeting different needs in this community. Mm-hmm. So we don't do a lot of duplication of services. We're not funding 8 different food banks. We're funding mm-hmm. one food bank, which is the East Texas Food Bank. So we have a lot of wonderful partners who are doing good work in our community. And we've done the work of vetting them to make sure that they are using your money well.
One of those bosses of mine is now a boss of yours. John Gaston heads it up. John used to work with over at Channel 19.
Yes.
And a good guy.
Absolutely.
I'll do my John Gaston impersonation for you at some point. The United Way, you work with everybody, pretty
Absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely.
You know, everybody that is doing good charitable work in our area. Mm-hmm. How do they get involved with you? How do you vet them? How How does that work?
Sure. Well, we have an annual process. So there is always an opportunity if a nonprofit is just looking at the United Way, hasn't been involved with us in the past, there is a way for you to submit an inquiry. We don't publicize it a lot because we get so many requests just as it is without publicizing it. But there's always something you can do to get your name in front of us. And then what we do is say, okay, do we have the resources to add anybody new? And right now, in the past couple of years, we've added two new nonprofits to our list. One is Camp V and one is the Fostering Collective. Mm-hmm. They're both meeting needs that we weren't helping meet before. And so that's another thing we look at.
I've done a show with Camp V. Those are good folks.
Yeah. Great organization, one-stop shop for veterans, which is really compelling. Yeah. And all of the nonprofits we work with are doing such good work in such varied sectors of the population. So we look at our is there a population we're not meeting, we're not helping? Mm-hmm. And a couple of years ago, that was veterans. And so we weren't doing anything specifically for veterans. And so that's why we added Camp B when they asked.
Working with them and some a couple of other organizations that work with vets, I found out East Texas is just... It's like ground zero for military veterans. Proportionally a lot in our area.
Yes, I think it's the second highest, if I'm not mistaken, second highest veteran population in Texas. Mm-hmm. And we had the fewest resources available for those veterans.
Really?
Yes. And when you look at our state as a whole. And so Camp V has really filled a really important need. And what I heard a couple of weeks ago was that in the last year, they have helped over 140 veterans stay housed. Mm-hmm. Which means they're not homeless today because of what Camp V has done. So,
and by default, what you guys have done.
Correct. Yeah. And when you give your money to the United Way, especially if you designate to a specific nonprofit, you can be part of that solution.
You have to decide, number one, if you have the money. Mm-hmm. If you have funds available and you say, lately it's been... It has to have improved since the pandemic, obviously.
Sometimes, yes. Yeah. Yes, every year is different. But we're really grateful for the community that we have and so many of the corporate partners that we have where they're letting us come in front of their employees and do pledge drives and campaigns with their employees. Mm-hmm. And really inspiring generosity among a group of people that might not ever otherwise be asked. We have a lot of blue collar workforce as part of the United Way, and a lot of people don't think to ask them really for support. Mm-hmm. But what I've experienced in this role is a lot of people who have just really incredible hearts and really want to help. And the United Way offers them that opportunity to help.
And we might think it would be probably a common tendency to think that just good, hardworking, blue-collar folks might not be the group you want to tap for help. Frankly, they do pretty well sometimes, quite often. You're right. Probably people don't think to, let's see if we can get them involved.
Yes. And when you look at somebody who might not be making what you think is a lot of money, but they're deciding to give $5 a week back to their community, proportionally, they're giving a whole lot. And it really means something to all of us. And it means something to the United Way that people decide to invest in us and in our community.
So so you have to decide the organization. Again, if it meets... The right criteria.
Right.
Does it have to be a big organization? Does it have to do? I'm thinking of a gentleman, for example, who has a what amounts to a mobile military museum, traveling museum for kids to show kids history and uniforms and stuff like or events in the park or that sort of thing. Does it have to be? Like a charity or what?
Every nonprofit that's part of the United Way has to be a 501c3, to have had their 501c3 for a period of time. Mm-hmm. Don't quote me on it, but it might be 3 years or 5 years. I can't remember the stipulation on it, but it's all on our website. Okay. but they all have to fall within certain impact areas that the United Way has decided these are the things that we want to help in the community. Mm-hmm. One is building a healthy community.
Yeah.
Because if people are not living a healthy life, how can they thrive? You know, that's really, and the another one is youth opportunity. We want to make sure that our kids are the future, right? Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure we're providing services to help them in that. Another is financial security. We have a lot of people in our community who need help with employment and things like that. And mm-hmm. there are some organizations doing really good stuff in that sector, like Christian Women's Job Corps and Goodwill are great partners of ours. And the last is community resiliency, which is really crisis intervention. And there are a lot of people who are living right on the cusp of needing help. Mm-hmm. And when you look at something like the East Texas Crisis Center, which is a great partner of ours, mm-hmm. has been for a long time. That is it's a targeted population, right? Survivors of domestic violence, and they need somewhere to go. And the crisis center is that, and that's why we support the crisis center. And so many, there's just so many a laundry list of nonprofits that we support, but they all meet those needs that mm-hmm. the United Way has decided is are good places to put our.
Well, and I'm gonna use my phone at this point to run down some of the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts,
yes.
for example,
mm-hmm.
are part of United Way Champions for Children, mm-hmm. the East Texas Symphony Orchestra.
Yes,
because let's face it, the arts are
part of it, and with the symphony specifically, we fund their Linked Up program, which takes a concert series to children who need early exposure to the arts, who might mm-hmm. not otherwise get it.
Because schools, by necessity in some cases, mm-hmm. they don't provide as much as they may be used to.
Correct.
Yeah. It's getting tough for them budgetarily and so
forth. It is. And unfortunately, I mean, I worked in the arts a long time before coming to the United Way, before coming to East Texas even. And the arts are a lot of times the first thing that gets cut from a school
budget. My degree's in theater, so you're preaching to the choir here.
Right.
Yeah.
But it is important to support programs, especially that are making a difference for kids. And providing a child might sit in the audience of a concert series and be exposed to something they'd never seen before and mm-hmm. all of a sudden see a trajectory for themselves that they hadn't seen before. And the same goes for, you know, Mentoring Alliance. They're doing some great stuff with kids and providing them that mentorship to make sure that they have somebody to look up to. And what we fund with them is the summer camps. So there's a lot of different needs in our community, lots of different populations that need help and help looks different to everyone. And that's why if you're looking to help your community to get involved somehow, the United Way is a great place to start.
Mm-hmm. As I was scrolling, looking at the organizations you have, I happened upon the Mentoring Alliance, mm-hmm. And I was not aware of them. I gather the title is self-descriptive. Mm-hmm. You know, they provide mentors for kids.
Yes. And they're doing a lot in that space to help, you know, the extracurricular. And I'm not well versed on every
facade
of every nonprofit.
I understand.
But they are doing some really special things to help kids, especially during the summer. That's where the United Way funds come into play with mm-hmm. them, providing that summer engagement for kids to make sure that what they learn during the year is not gone by the time they get back to school.
Good point, because that is teachers have told me that's such a problem, you know. And as far as the symphony, they can listen to music. They're not just getting on their phone.
Correct. You know? Correct.
Maybe at the very least broaden their horizons mm-hmm. a little bit. Mm-hmm. 4-H, for example, mm-hmm. is another organization you guys help.
Yes.
I didn't know there was a Tyler Day Nursery. I'll have to give those folks a call.
Well, Tyler Day Nursery is incredible. They, I don't know if you know this, but they have been in Tyler for 90 years.
Wow.
And they've served probably 6,000 to 7,000 children in that time.
Because that's one of the biggest problems for working parents is daycare.
And affordable daycare, too.
Yeah.
I mean, anywhere you look for daycare now, it's hard to get into because mm-hmm. the wait lists are long. But also, it's tough to afford it, especially if you have multiple children. And what the United Way funds do for Tyler Day Nursery is provide kind of bridge support for families families who might be struggling to afford daycare. And so we will cover the cost of a child to be in that daycare program for a period of maybe a month so that their parent can then go find a job. And you know, that feeds into their financial security as a family. And so it really is. It's a special place.
Wow. I did not even know about it. You think of things like the Alzheimer's Alliance, the ARC, various groups that you guys help. And we might as well get the plug in here because there is going to be a special day where you can, your money can go farther. Tell us about it.
Yes. So we're so excited to host Give United, which really is in its sixth year. But you might know of it as Tyler Gives. We have rebranded this event and we're offering $100,000 in matching funds. And that's partly due to the generosity of our community already. Some groups who've come in and said, yes, I want to match donations that come in on that day. The date is December 2nd. You might know it as Giving Tuesday, which is a national effort. But we decided locally that we wanted to really encourage people to be generous on December 2nd on Giving Tuesday. And Give United is a really special day because 100% of the money that is contributed on that day on our website, which is giveunitedsmithcounty.org, 100% of those funds, you can designate your funds, and 100% will go to the nonprofits by the end of this year. It's very special, especially this time, because so many of our nonprofits have told us that the end of year is really hard, especially when, you know, federal funding has changed in the last year.
Yeah, ask the food bank, ask Meals on Wheels, ask any number of groups. Yeah.
So many. And it's hard when government programs especially are cut or changed or their timing has changed. It's really important to support local nonprofits who are trying to fill those gaps, especially when you look at who is really impacted by those changes. It's kids, it's seniors in our community, and it's people who are down the street from you. You know, it's not people in a pocket of the earth that you've never been to. It's people in our community. And Give United is our way of helping the nonprofits we support all year to garner some more support at the end of the year, which tends to be it's a big time when people are generous. It's, you know, end of year is just, it is the time. You want to get your tax deduction in. And you're also coming up on the holidays when you're wanting to give back. You know, you might go to the mall on Black Friday, but then on Giving Tuesday, if you can spare it, we would love to have you participate in Give United to really do some good in our community. And no gift is too small. We'll take anything you can contribute, and we will double up to $100,000 in contributions that day.
Wow.
Which is really special. And last year we raised about $200,000 on that day alone. And we hope it's $300,000 this year. So.
And you'll match $100,000 to that.
Yes.
So that would ultimately be $400,000. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the irony is, which is why so many organizations probably find it difficult this time of year, is that, frankly, you're competing with the holidays. Mm-hmm. People's budget is quite often committed to family and friends and all of that. They may or may not have as much to give this time of year.
Absolutely.
So what you're doing is even more necessary.
And especially, you know, when you look at something, it's... If you have $5 in your pocket to spare to help somebody else, the nonprofits that we work with and all of the nonprofits that are participating in Give United are those vetted nonprofits of the United Way. Not everyone is allowed to participate in it. You know, it's only for the partners we have, but they can do a lot with that money. So if you look at the food bank, for example, they can turn $1 into 5 meals because they have tremendous bulk buying power. It's an incredible operation. And so even if what you can give is $5, that's 25 meals you've provided for somebody who really needs it in this time of year. When you're around your Thanksgiving table, I really do encourage you to think about somebody who might not be in the spot you're in, who might need a little bit of help. So.
Well, and you also have to take into account events that are unexpected. I mentioned the pandemic, for example, earlier. so much turmoil caused by that. We just went through the shutdown. I've talked to folks at the food bank. They stocked up. They got ready for it. They knew it was coming. They made a big buy. But they also saw a huge increase in need in customers, people who had been on, had been furloughed, military families, and so forth. So they're depleted right now. So the need is even greater just due to events.
And we saw so much in the last, I don't know about anyone, any of the listeners, but my sister lives in Washington, D.C., and there's a lot of government employees there, obviously. And she said a lot of her friends had to go and move in with their parents because they couldn't make their rent payment. And it's, you know, you think about...
And rent in D.C. is pretty stout.
It is, but it's not inexpensive here either. And so when you're thinking about what if you don't have a parent to move in with, you know, you can't make your rent payment and you're a government employee, it's hard. And so we want to make sure that we give our nonprofits a really great day to serve those needs, whatever they are, in any area that these nonprofits are operating.
This is coming up on the 2nd.
Yes, December 2nd.
Okay.
It'll be the 6th annual Give United, but the first time it's been called Give United. So we're very excited. We hope this community rallies behind its nonprofits just the way it always does. This is an incredibly generous community, and we're so grateful to be part of it.
I have heard that before from various groups that folks around here give.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
They'll open the wallet.
Absolutely.
Can you specify who gets your donation?
Yes, every gift can be designated. You can choose a nonprofit that you love, one that you've heard of. You might explore our list and choose a different one that you've never heard of and know that your money is going somewhere good. But you can also give a gift to support all, and all of that money will be divided equally among the nonprofits.
Okay.
And you do all of that on giveunitedsmithcounty.org. And you can go ahead of time and explore the nonprofits, figure out who you'd like to give to. Every gift that is given on December 2nd from midnight to midnight will be eligible for matching funds. But there are some times of the day when we're going to be matching specific amounts. So we'll be matching $25,000 at 8 a.m., 12 p.m., and 4 p.m.
Okay.
And then another $25,000 the next day. So that's four periods when you can have your gift doubled.
So this is money that has already been donated, that you have stashed, and hopefully earning a little interest.
Yes.
And as 25 grand comes in, it'll be matched.
Yes.
Another 25 grand comes in, it'll be matched.
Yes.
And on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you time your donation, I
sure
suppose?
Can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people do. We've seen last year, the first year we did this, we only had, I don't know what the matching number was because I was not here yet, but we had just one time of day. It was 8 a.m. and by 8:05, all the matching funds were gone.
Really?
Yes. It was pretty amazing. But really, we have changed this because we wanted to make sure that anyone, any time of day is eligible for some of that matching funds. Because, you know, if you're like me, I'm probably going to forget at 8 a.m. I'm getting my daughter out the door at 8 a.m. It is not a good time for me to be donating anywhere. But I could probably give on my lunchtime.
Yeah.
And I can probably give right before I leave the office at 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
But also, if I'm a person, if I'm having a day and I forgot about it until 9 p.m., we wanted to make sure that anyone who gives any time of day could receive matching funds.
And as we were saying, if you go through the list, and I would encourage you to go to the website and go through the list of organizations, maybe there's something that rings a bell for you. Maybe you're remembering a grandparent that was battling dementia, so that the Alzheimer's Alliance might be a good choice. Or a family member went through a bad divorce and was desperate for housing, so maybe something like the ARC, whatever works for you, you know, where you'd like to see your money go.
Yes, yeah. And that is, it is the power, the power is all in your hands of where you'd like your money to go, because any designation that comes in, we always honor every designation that comes in our door, and it is very true on Give United. All your money is going to go straight out to those nonprofits that you designate to by the end of December.
Wow. And just an extra plug, because I have friends over there. The food bank's been hit pretty hard during this shutdown. So they need to replenish, because they have holidays coming up, too.
Absolutely.
Thanksgiving dinners, Christmas dinners, et cetera.
Yes, and they've done a lot of publicity lately about what $10 can do at the food bank. And I just said, $5 was 25 meals, so $10 is 50 meals for people who need, right? My math, right?
I think so, yeah. Good enough for me. Yeah.
So there, every nonprofit we serve is doing incredible work, but there are some who have been hit very hard, like you said, just in the last year as things change. And a lot of nonprofits have just had to readjust to the times we're in and make sure that they're still meeting the needs that exist in this community.
Well, a related organization is Meals on Wheels, and their federal funding has been cut.
Yes.
I don't know why, but it has, and we won't get political, but... they really need help, because there are folks that just, for one reason or another, can't get out.
Yes. There are a lot. I mean, our community does a lot to help seniors, and that is to be celebrated, because, it's not... I think about my grandparents, right? I lived very far from my grandparents when I was young. And if they had been homebound and couldn't get out to get food, I would hope that there was a Meals on Wheels that would serve them.
I talked to somebody from the food bank about that, and he had a good point. He said that it's not just the food. Mm-hmm. It's... So, number one, they check on people.
Yes.
Quite often those people, in addition to maybe having a health issue that, that needs attention, they long for company.
They do. Absolutely.
And he said he knows people that are really... want to talk to somebody, so he kind of saves them for last, so he has time to spend with them,
And also, I worked for a hospital before I came to East Texas, and one of the programs that really touched my heart there was that we started partnering with a similar Meals on Wheels program, because a lot of seniors were calling the hospital 911 because they needed someone to come and talk to them. And so they were taking an ambulance ride to get a meal. And so anything we can do to help make sure our emergency services are really for emergencies is a good thing. And I think Meals on Wheels is doing such a great job of making sure that seniors feel loved and seen and supported. And so if you can spare it, the seniors who are benefiting from this are so appreciative of the help.
But here's where you guys might be the wise choice for your giving, because, yes, you could give to the food bank, and you should, or Meals on Wheels, whatever. There's so many organizations that do similar work.
Yes.
For the elderly. If that was a special concern of yours. Mm-hmm. And you guys can make that money for them happen.
Yes.
That's the whole clearinghouse idea.
Yeah, that's the whole point. We want to inspire people to be generous and make sure those donations go to a good place. That's what the United Way is, really.
You've done the checking to make sure these folks are responsible and do what they say they do, and they are truly
They report to us
tax exempt, et cetera.
Yes, and they do a grant application every year in the spring, and that is when we vet them and make sure that last year's grant went where they said it was going to go, and we ask how many people it served and what kind of services they were provided and all of that kind of stuff. So,
do you guys need help? Do you guys need volunteers for anything?
We do. We have a spring event in April that is called Serve United. So we have some events with similar names. So Give United, Serve United.
Sure.
And that's when we ask the community to come out and support and just do a day of volunteering. And it's very fun. We had about 200 people come out last year, or I guess earlier this year. But we're going to be doing it all again in April.
There's a couple of dates to think about. You've got December 2nd coming up, and that is Give United. And whatever you can give, and I know it's the holidays. I know you got to get the kids' presents and all of that. But if you can spare some, Give United, December 2nd, $100,000 match. Not bad.
Yes, we're very proud of that, and we're so grateful for the community that's come together to provide that.
So go to the website. Again, can we give them that?
GiveUnitedSmithCounty.org.
Go through the list. see what you know really clicks for you. I want to help them. That's a problem. I want to help that. Or maybe you've been there, you know, and you want to help somebody else. So it's all there. Devin, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. We're so grateful.
It's Devin Smith, Development Director with United Way. Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it
thank
so
you.
Much. And good luck on the second.
Thank you.
I hope it goes well. And thank all of you. Appreciate you being with us. And we will see you next week.
In Focus is a weekly public affairs program featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place. In Focus is produced by KTBB and the Team Sports Radio. And we thank you for listening. Join us again next week.